to the Doll Podcast. I'm your host, Louisa Maxwell. My guest is Robert Tonner, designer, sculptor, and doll maker. Over his 30-year career, Robert has created many memorable dolls, taking inspiration from fashion and pop culture. His doll, Helen Wild, is a unique fashion doll. She is not led by the fashion pack, but sets trends, combining different pieces to create her own individual look. In our interview, Robert reveals the inspiration behind this new collection for Helen Wild and what to expect for her in 2022. There's lots of pictures and information about the dolls Robert and I discuss in this podcast on our website, www.dollpodcast.com. Robert and I are recording this interview in November, preparing for the December launch of Helen, and the dolls will be for sale in January, so we've got a lot to look forward to in 2022. Helen Wild made a triumphant return at last year's virtual doll convention. After a sellout year, Helen is ready to launch a new collection of dolls and fashions. Robert Tonner, thank you for joining us on the Doll Podcast.
My pleasure.
It's great to see you again. The relaunch of Helen Wild has been a wonderful success. What is the inspiration behind the new dolls you are launching now?
That's a good question. And I should have a great answer.
You will.
I ran into a problem with Helen at the end of when I was closing my company, in that we had worn out the mold. I tried to remake the Helen head by expanding the old head. And it gets technical, but there's a way to do that. And I did it, and I really didn't like the way it turned out. And it wasn't the Helen I had in my mind anyway. So I thought, I'm gonna scan this head. I'm going to go back to the sculpt and see if I can get it the way I want. And I did. I got it to where I thought, I really like this. This looks to me like Helen. I always loved Helen, but I truly think I nailed the sculpt with the new. So anyway, but she's been very well received. So I'm thrilled about that. We went back to some of the things that the collectors love, like the packaging and stuff like that. So I think we got the best going there. So going forward, and I've signed a 2-year deal with Virtual Doll Convention to bring Helen exclusively out through them.
Oh, that's
great.
Okay. You mean we have 2 years of fabulous Helen dolls to look forward to?
Hopefully. God willing.
Oh, this is amazing news. This is amazing news because I have to say, as a longtime Helen fan since the beginning, the new dolls are just stunning. They're really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So that's what inspired me to really go full force into this. And it doesn't hurt that I had a retailer that was so 100% encouraging and behind me in this whole process.
Rachel Hoffman and the Virtual Doll Convention. She has such energy. Oh. She's just amazing.
Yes. And soon to be a mother.
I know.
Her first time mother. Yeah.
It's going to be really exciting because this podcast will be out in December. It's not just the excitement of Helen Wild. Rachel has a lot to look forward to with this wonderful baby and this wonderful event in her life. And we're going to have a lot to look forward to with this new collection. 3 new dress dolls, 2 new fashions, and then the return of the basic Helen. And this time, she has a beautiful long red-haired wig. And there's also going to be a new line of wigs for Helen. So there's a lot to go through here, Robert. This is fabulous.
Yeah. There's going to be a ton of wigs. There's a basic that's the third of the, she had 2 basics last time. It's the third hair color of those basics. And then there'll be 3 dress dolls and 2 outfits. So there's a lot of product. So, which is great. And I think it's some fun stuff. There's a gown, there's an Helen gown, which is very beautiful, I think. And then there's 2 sportswear sort of outfits. And then for separate clothing, there's a kind of dressy evening thing and a cool weather outfit that's fun.
Oh, really great. That was what was always nice about Helen. She would have something very elaborate and then she'd have something that, skirted fashion and yet she gave it her own look. So let's look at the first doll of the new dolls, Divine Inspiration. Mm. And in this one, Helen wears a fabulous pink evening gown. Her rooted platinum blonde hair is curled in the front with long curls cascading down her back. She has blue eyes and her makeup is subtle and sophisticated. The pink evening gown consists of a floor-length dress trimmed with sequins and a pink full-length evening cape decorated with applique flowers, and it's an edition of 200 beautiful dolls. What was the inspiration behind this beautiful ethereal gown? It's very Met Ball. It's just
Well, thank you. Yeah, the inspiration is, it's like it always is, it's the fabric. I love the cape fabric, but it's, you know, sheer, and I didn't want to do a skirt out of it. I did this sheer sequin gown, and I thought this could use something, and then I had that fabric and here's the gown and boom, there's a cape, you know.
So does the inspiration come from the fabric or come from an illustration?
It's always from the fabric. I watch the fashion shows, I get the fashion magazines and all this kind of stuff. I shop the stores, so I try to make sure I know what's going on out there. But and Elwyn's a little different because she's not fashion in a this is the latest thing sort of sense. It's sort of a mix. To me, that's how I look at it. You know, some of it could be, you know, very avant-garde and new, and some of it could be a little retro, and some of it's all mixed up.
Yeah, it's really lovely. She puts things together in a special, unique way. You know, she combines vintage with modern. And this collection, that's one of the things that comes through about it. Elwyn is very glamorous and divine inspiration. What made you choose platinum blonde for her hair color? Because she has beautiful curls and these kind of vintage little, you know, styles at the front. It's really great.
Oh, thanks. And that's exactly what it was. It was like this kind of 40s, sort of 50s. And it's actually a ponytail. The hair in the back is a ponytail. And I just thought it was a different sort of look for an evening gown, you know. So I could have left it long or whatever, or put it up, but I kind of like this. So, you know, and the pale blonde, it's a pale pink and pale blonde, that always works. So that's where it was.
It's beautiful and it's very elegant.
Thank you.
What kind of shoes will she be wearing?
She wears silver strappy sandals.
Well, she's always got the perfect touch.
Yeah.
The second dress doll is called Neutral Ground. Elwyn wears a tailored dress with textures of lace and fringe, and she accessorizes the dress flawlessly with a belt, brown leather shoulder bag, and lace-up boots in a neutral tone. Elwyn wears her rooted red hair in a long straight style, her eyes are blue, her makeup sophisticated. This doll is going to come in an edition of 200. Robert, what inspired you to combine lace and fringe all in neutral tones with a classic tailored dress?
That's always an interesting, you know, how the fabrics come together. Sometimes I'll just take a group of fabrics and I won't know where I'm going with it, but just dump it on the desk and just see if anything hangs together with something else that is interesting. And I've come up with some interesting combinations by doing that. But with that one, it was pretty easy. I found this fringe thing in the store and I thought, you know what, that could make. If I layer it, that could make a really interesting skirt. And then it's the color of muslin. So I just use muslin for the blouse and cotton lace. So that one kind of fell together. That was a very easy one, actually.
It's beautiful. It has little buttons down the front. The detail is just amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's really lovely. But I really loved, and I can only see it in a picture, the shoulder bag she has. And it has little gold details on it. And it's just a beautiful handbag for a doll.
Yeah, our factory does a really good job.
The boots are just, they lace up the front and they're really lovely. I believe, Robert, you're actually doing a range of handbags for us ladies, not for just the doll ladies.
Oh, I am, yeah. Through Danbury Mint, they've licensed me to do handbags. I've done jewelry with them and now I'm doing handbags. So I'm really excited about that, to get my name out there in a different sort of way.
Where can we find more details and more pictures about that? And I'll put links on our webpage.
Danbury Mint.
And what is the inspiration behind the collection that you're doing for them?
Well, it's a classic hobo bag is where I'm starting. So it's the over the shoulder sort of, you know, roomy bag. The cool thing about this is that you can have your own name put on it And of course, my name's on the inside. It's kind of a neat bag. Beautifully made, too.
It looks beautiful. I've actually seen pictures of it, and that's what inspired me to ask you. And it's going to be a great look.
There you go.
Finally, we're getting something out of this for us to wear. You're going to have to do some clothes now for us collectors.
And it's been there, done that. I'm over it.
I know. But we're always going to keep asking more of you because we enjoy the work you do.
Thank you.
As a doll designer, you can create anything for Elowen. How do you decide what accessories complete each outfit, like the leather bag we were talking about in the neutral ground ensemble?
That's a good point. I could put any accessory with anything, I think. Yeah, you know, as long as the factory can handle it. But I just, you know, I think this needs a bag. That's as simple as it is. I think this needs a bag, or, you know, this needs boots, or this needs glasses. Yeah, it's just really random.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Your choices turn out very well.
Thank you.
So our third dress doll is called Feeling Navy Blues. Her outfit consists of a skirt, top, and jacket in soft hues of blue. She wears blue leather laced boots to complete the look. Elowen wears a brunette mid-length wig in a bob style with long soft bangs. Her eyes are brown and she chooses a red lip color. And this is going to come an edition of 200 from the Virtual Doll Convention. Robert, this is a very striking street cred take on high fashion. Can you take us through the different pieces, the top, jacket, and pencil skirt? Because you've combined some very interesting trims and fabrics.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Yeah, she starts with, and again, this was very much the fabric. This was heaping the fabric on my desk to see what, and these navies just kind of work. But I used a t-shirt material for the t-shirt. You know, it needs something. So I embroidered the front with embroidery and sequins and beads and stuff like that. The skirt is actually a striped denim, which is really kind of cool. And it's decorated with two ruffles that go down the side. But I think both of those are interesting. Then it's topped with a wide belt. Then she has this fabric I just love. And you'll see this fabric. But it looks like it's this weird sort of feathery looking fabric. It's not a plush, but it has this light sort of airy feather sort of yarn to it. So it's really great. And that's in the blue. So, and then she, you know, she had to have a scarf and we're done.
I have to say it's a very Carrie Bradshaw look in terms of that it's very chic and that you pair all these different pieces together and it just comes out so beautifully. And it's a stunning doll.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and the hair, that, you know, I love the bob, but I always cut the bob a lot shorter. I mean, this is an inside sort of thing, but the factory doesn't want to cut her hair. I struggle with that all the time. I would have it more chin length and shorter bangs. But so if you're out there and you get the doll and you want to do that, feel free. I'd be happy to see it.
We're all going to be snipping away. Yeah. So you're going to do a series of wigs as well, sold separately. How many wigs will there be?
I believe there are 5 or 6 styles, and they come in 2 colors each. So it's, you know, 10 to 12.
And will they be sold separately?
Or separately.
Individual wigs. And what about hair colors?
Oh, you name it. We're doing it. Oh, we're doing, you know, pastels and, you know, natural colors, and for everything from white to black. So
we're going to be able to put together some really fantastic looks.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yes, it's exciting that Elowen will be getting new wigs because the ability to change the doll's hair changes the mood of every style she wears.
Yep.
Does this collection keep Elowen faithful to her vintage style?
Well, I've always felt that, to me, she's not vintage. She's, you know, she's a mashup of different styles, like, you know, as we've talked about before, new, some vintage, some futuristic, hopefully, or whatever. And, you know, just some street clothes and some Met Gala clothes all mixed up. To me, that's what keeps her excited. You know, I look back at things I did like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I think I still like them on Elowen. Whereas when I go more realistic in the outfits, they get a little dated faster. But I think Elowen is kind of, I think she's remained faithful to her look. Now, you know, I stepped away from it for a while. So I had to kind of get my groove back in it. And I think that, like, probably Feeling Navy Blue is where I feel like, you know, that's true Elowen. The other one, I love the other ones, you know, Divine Inspiration, the other one. I love those. But Feeling Navy Blues probably taps right into the Elwyn vibe.
It's my favorite.
Good.
There's also going to be a wigged basic doll, so she can wear all Elwyn's beautiful fashions. And the basic doll has a wig of long red hair falling in soft waves with a side part. And Elwyn has blue eyes, rose pink lips, and subtle makeup. She wears a white baby doll dress with sprigs of blue flowers, and she wears white sandals. And that's in an edition of, I believe, 225 dolls. That doll was out before with a beautiful blonde wig, and now she's out with the red-haired wig.
Yeah, there was a brunette too, or a soft brunette,
yes.
A light brunette. Yeah,
yeah. So it's really lovely. We're ringing the changes, and then if we get the wigs that are sold separately, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Just play, play, play.
And hopefully you sell a bobbed wig separately so that we can all get going with the scissors.
Yeah, I think I do. It's been so long since I looked at the, you know, production takes a lot longer than it used to. But yeah, I think there's a bobbed wig. Yeah.
Good, good news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is. There definitely is. Yeah.
No, I have years of Elwyn Wild wigs and Evangeline Gastly wigs. And the styles are amazing. And it's such, you know, you can still mix and match even now. That's what's wonderful about having Elwyn back again. So she has two new outfits, which are sold separately. The first is evergreen, a dark green evening look of wide leg trousers, a shoulder cape, green gloves, bracelets, and a necklace all coordinating together into a beautiful, sparkling, kind of mysterious evening look. What inspired you to make this fabulous outfit?
I think it was the pant jumpsuit and then taking that into an evening look. I love the green sequins. So I did that first. And then I thought she needs a something. So I did this cape. And the cape is actually fun. There's a bow on it that kind of ties the top together. So I photographed it with the bow in the back, but it can be over the shoulder. It can be in the front. So you get there's a lot, you can be draped over the head. You know, you can do a lot of different things with that cape. Yeah. And then she has some beautiful jewelry with that too.
Yeah, I like that you went for a pantsuit because it's a different look for evening and it's really stunning.
Thank you.
Very, very elegant. There's a second fabulous outfit, and this is a daywear look called chilling. A jacket, mini skirt, sequin scarf, and a top. And then they're accessorized with really sublime laced gold boots and a gold rucksack that just look amazing with it. This outfit combines so many beautiful textures. It combines sequins, rich textured prints, and of course the gold accessories. Can you describe the beautiful floral print you used for the jacket and skirt?
Well, actually, it's not a print. It's a brocade. So it's a woven pattern. So that's kind of exciting to do. And that came out of China. So they have tons of beautiful woven patterns there. So I love those. I love to use them whenever I can because they look so rich to me. They have the satiny feel and you know, the weave, so it looks more expensive than a print sometimes. So that's kind of sparked off that whole thing.
It's really lovely. It shimmers. And yet it's a day look. And yet it could be a
sporty look. Yeah.
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 It's very après ski.
Right. Right. Except her legs would get cold, but whatever.
Well, the jet set know how to stay warm.
Yes.
It's
yes.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful outfit. And that comes in an edition of 125.
Yeah.
Let's talk about when all these wonderful dolls will be available, because they're all going to be revealed, and the podcast and the photographs, which Rachel Hoffman of the Virtual Doll Convention will be unveiling, that's all happening in December. And the updates are all from Rachel Hoffman and the Virtual Doll Convention, and people should be able to order then.
She plans to release them right after the new year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're going to have our Elwyns for the new year.
Collect your, you know, save your Christmas money.
Yeah.
Make sure that you stock up on the Elwyns, yeah.
Yeah, we still have to buy stuff for Christmas. After these dolls, can we expect anything else new for Elwyn in 2022? Besides the dolls, the beautiful new outfits and the wigs, is anything else going to happen?
Oh God, I hope so. It depends. The factory is currently working on the next group, which will introduce there will be an Elwyn, at least one Elwyn, but there is a new group of dolls that represent a new character. So I'm very excited about that.
Can you tell us anything about the new character?
I think I can say her name. I'm going to say it and then Rachel may get mad. But anyway, it's Nima. N-E-E-M-A.
Anything about Nima? About is she from any special place? Or what is the inspiration behind her name? Can you give us any little clues?
No. Because we really haven't come up with it yet.
So
there's not really much to tell you. I will be working on that storyline, but
And she's the same age.
Not much to tell right now. Yeah, same.
Yes. And she's a friend of Elwyn.
Friend. Yeah. With the renewed interest in Elwyn, that makes me look at the story some more. I want to go back to her story and bring her up to date. So that's what I'll be doing over the next few months, is working on the story.
Any sightings of Rufus or other male characters for the Elwyn line?
Not at the moment. And it all has to do with, 3 years ago, I had the, I closed the company just 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But the molds in 3 years can be so damaged.
Yeah.
They're not in climate controlled, whatever. So I'd have to see if, the molds are even available. And if I did, they've changed. I used to be able to do, I could run, a couple hundred pieces of a body.
Yeah.
Now I have to do like thousands. So I have to be very careful what I step up to purchase. Yeah. I always liked that character. I love that character. I think, he wasn't this movie star, handsome guy. He was kind of funny looking, but he was a sweet guy. And she was kind of falling for him. So I'll put it this way. She hasn't forgotten about him.
Yes. That's nice, because she's got the good backstory and strong characters. So it's nice if we don't lose that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So there'll be separate costumes and dress doll too, and there'll be some new characters. And we look forward to all this coming out over next year.
Well, yes. Things are a little different now because with Elwyn, it's all big. So it's slower than I would like,
Yeah, but we all respect that. Also, because of the current situation in the world, things like shipping and containers, people actually know, it's in the news all the time, that things have slowed down. It'll get better. And that's why that's what's nice about when we talk about these dolls in the podcast. We're talking about looking forward to things and enjoying things and what we can enjoy now with Elwyn. Robert, coming up in 2022, are there any chances for collectors to meet you and see some of your dolls? Have you any appearances scheduled?
I'll be in Bruges, Belgium, I believe in the beginning of June. June 4th, I believe, is the date. And it's the Wonderland of Play convention. So I'm very excited about that. Never been to Bruges, so I've heard so much about it. Can't wait. And then I'll be doing UFDC, of course. So that's in August.
Fabulous. And where is the UFDC this year?
It's in St. Louis.
Well, they'll meet you in St. Louis. Since I'm in Europe, I'll meet you in Bruges.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see you. Yeah, we really love to see you again, too. Robert Tonner, thank you for joining us on the Doll Podcast and sharing all the new looks and fashion for Elwyn Wilde with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's always great to see you. Thank you, Robert, for joining us on the Doll Podcast. If you would like to learn more about Elwyn Wilde, we have a dedicated Elwyn Wilde 2022 collection webpage at www.dollpodcast.com. You can also find us as The Doll Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Elwyn Wilde is available from the Virtual Doll Convention and Rachel Hoffman at www.virtualdollconvention.com. We've got links to all these web pages on our website and social media. The Doll Podcast is looking forward to 2022 with many special guests, including Sammy Audin on the history of Plouette, the little doll that enchanted generations of French children for the first half of the 20th century, and who has continued to cast her spell on collectors today. Bradley Justice Yarborough will reveal the inside story on the design team that created the world's most famous fashion doll, Barbie. Steiff gal Rebecca Kaufman will be bringing you rare Steiff treasures. We will have more guests from the worlds of antique, artist and modern dolls. Follow the Doll Podcast on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news on episodes and guests. From me, Louisa Maxwell, and all the team, we wish you a very happy new year from the Doll Podcast and look forward to you joining us again.